Boston University women's soccer takes down New Hampshire by a score of 2-1 at Nickerson Field. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Casey Brown. Coach, if you could just first offer up your overall thoughts on how your team performed today.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the team. What an awesome day. Not so much weather-wise, but I thought the quality on the field was excellent. The emphasis on our defensive organization was great. I thought we started on the front foot. It was a real intensity to the entire game, and I thought we dictated that. And I was really just pleased with the overall mentality, organization, but then the quality we brought today on the ball. I mean, we generated probably the most chances we've generated all year. I thought the attack had a lot of momentum, a lot of dynamicism. So as a result, I think it was just a great day for us overall. And I'm pleased for that because we'd really try to get better each game and each training. And we felt like we took a step today. And so I'm proud of the team for that. Great overall result and performance.
Now open up to questions from the media.
Elle Fraser, Daily Free Press. As you head into Patriot League play, what do you see the identity of, you know, BU women's soccer this season?
Yeah, great question. I think identity is very important to us. We're excited for Patriot League play. I think the identity of this team is we feel we're a gritty and tough team to break down, but I think you also see that level of fight in the attack. We'd like to be a 90-minute team. We don't like to give up, but I think there's a lot of quality to what we do on the ball and through all three-thirds of the field in the attack. And you know, you keep fighting towards building an identity all year long. And like I said, I think we've been trying to create that. And I think today was a really good picture of what we want to do on both sides of the ball. But the identity and mentality was there too. And so I'm really proud of that.
Mitch Fink, BU today. Obviously with the rain delay, kind of a stunt in play, how do you keep your team fresh? And what's your message to kind of have them come out strong out of the gate after the delay?
Yeah, I think that's another reason I'm really proud of the group is there's a lot of adversity that you have to manage when a game kind of gets chopped up like that. There's not really a playbook for it. We thought we had a lot of momentum the way we started the game, so I think there was a good kind of buzz. But, you know, they kind of had their nutrition and fuel, but we were chomping at the bit to go back out. And I think that's what we just kept doing is we were excited to play, and we felt we started on the front foot. We had the momentum. We wanted to regain that as soon as the whistle blew. We also felt really confident in our fitness. So we wanted to push the tempo. We wanted to play this game. We wanted to get it in and build off of everything we were doing.
And for you personally as a coach coming into your second year now, how was your preparation maybe different just with a year under your belt?
Yeah, I feel a little bit more situated and organized. I think both us as a staff and the team, I think, are very much on the same page. I think there's a lot of clarity on what we're trying to do, what we're trying to build, who we want to be. And I think there's a trust within that. And I think when both parties feel that, you know, you can really do great things together. And I feel like this year we're really starting to take a step as a group. And we want to just continue to obviously do that and put ourselves in the best position possible each week, and obviously with Patriot League in mind. So excited for that. But I love it here. I'm a Terrier through and through, so it's nothing but love, and it's great to be back on Calm Ave and on Nickerson Field.
Any other questions?
Yeah, just one more. Tyler Davis, WTVU Sports. Obviously really great highlights on the counterattacks today and that back line on the defense. What do you say are your biggest takeaways from these non-conference games going into the conference plays to ensure more success in the conference play season?
Yeah, it's great. I think it's all about preparation in terms of we are preparing to put ourselves in the best position possible come Patriot League play. And these games, you know, we want to be battle tested. We want to play great top teams, and we feel like we've done that. And I think the most important thing is we want to use that to get better each game and get better each week. And we feel like if we can take each opportunity and reflect on it and watch video and grow from it, then that's that kind of process-oriented piece of this program that's critical for us. And UNH is a top team. They were an NCAA team last year, and we knew it was going to be a dogfight, but we're really pleased with what we did. And again, it's another opportunity where we felt like we took a step. So that's what we hope to continue to do.
Now joined by Juliana Giannino following BU's 2-1 win over UNH. Juliana, if you could just offer up what you saw out there on the pitch and your team's overall performance.
Yeah, I was very proud of everyone. The fact that we were able to deal with the delay was great, and we really showed our mentality and how strong we are on and off the field. Yeah, I thought our energy was palpable, so I'm proud of everyone.
Now open up to questions from the media.
Yep. Belle Fraser, Daily Free Press. With that rain delay, how do you kind of keep the momentum going physically and mentally to be able to come out whenever and kind of resume the game?
Physically, I thought luckily it was early in the game enough that we weren't dead yet. Not that we were going to be, but just not as tired. But the momentum. We felt really good those first couple of minutes, and we knew that we were going to be the better team. We knew we were going to get that score. So, yeah, we just kept it going, I guess.
And offensively for you, just what's been working? You created a lot of the opportunities today, obviously cashed in. So,
yeah. I just like staying in pockets and keeping my head on the swivel. It's really important for me. I thought extra today. I was like, I need to get a shot up, and just not fearing that. Yeah.
Thanks. And then you have Patriot League play coming up. What is the biggest thing you're taking from the past few games into, you know, conference play?
Yeah, I think starting off strong is our biggest thing. Not letting teams just come out, but more engaged than us. Like, we need a first 5 minutes. We got to get something on the board. That's what I think.
Thanks.
Tyler Davis, W2U Sports. It was a really great game, obviously. The momentum was there, but in the second half, towards like the middle of the second half, you guys lost a bit of that momentum, and that's where the score happened for them. How do you ensure more consistency going in to conference play to make sure you can try and keep clean sheets?
Just making sure that we're always locked in. I think especially set pieces, making sure we're organized and all that, keeping track of our marks.